My name is Brent Cooper. I live in Bel Air, Maryland. I'm an associate research professor of electrical and computer engineering at the Johns Hopkins University. I am a member of the class of 1957 of the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute, also known as Poly. In September 1954, I entered the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute. I was a 10th grader. I entered in what was called the B course, which was the standard college prep course. We had an advanced college prep course called the A course, and you entered that at 9th grade. I am Caucasian, and at that time I knew very few African Americans. I only knew like two or three Jewish kids who happened to either live or had parents who worked in my neighborhood. A few days after the fall semester began, a rabble-rouser in Baltimore called for a citywide school strike to protest the integration of our schools. He wanted the students to go home. He just wanted us not to be in school. At Poly, the strike didn't work. We went to class. We were there for a reason. Poly was a citywide high school. Poly didn't have to take you. You could be sent off to your regional high school if you didn't make the cut and behave yourself. Dr. Wilmer de Hoff, the visionary principal of that place, called a school-wide assembly sometime after this strike started, in which he told us that our attendance for that day was normal and had been the strike had had no effect, and he was proud of us, quote, real Poly boys, unquote, for taking our education seriously. And I must note that Poly was an all-male school. It was typical of the time. Integration at Poly was solely with that incident, partly because a few years earlier, the A course had been integrated when a few African-American students petitioned the state board for admission to the A course on the grounds that there was no advanced curriculum of that caliber anywhere in the state. They were admitted, and they became regular Poly boys like the rest of us. So that was basically my story, and it's not much of a story except to contrast it with that of my wife. My wife's 2 years younger than I am and entered Clifton Park Junior High School, which is on the edge of the ball fields at the Harford Road, just north of 25th Street. She lived on the Alameda at the intersection with Kennedy Avenue. So she had about a two-block walk down the Alameda and then several blocks walked down Harford Road. And her, because they knew trouble was brewing, her mother walked her in the first day. And they walked on the side of Harford Road opposite the park and the school. And when they got down to where the school was, my wife crossed the street, Harford Road, by herself. She would have been in eighth grade, 13 years old. And it was ugly. It was the sidewalk across in front of the school was full of people. They were carrying signs and yelling words like "N lover" frequently, and she's shaking in her boots. Her mother's across the street. We don't know exactly why that was, except maybe they didn't want her in the crowd or she didn't want to be in the crowd. Walked across the sidewalks up and into the school where they were all greeted by Dr. Hall, the principal, and they went to their classes and did their thing. Yet, she said, all day long, because it was September, the windows were open, schools weren't air-conditioned, you could hear these shouts. The crowd apparently stayed around for a while, and it was very scary for her. I didn't have any stake in having an opinion one way or the other. So I suppose if I had been in a different environment, surrounded by different kinds of people, maybe different kinds of teachers, teachers who couldn't rise above, maybe parents who are more vociferous about bigotry and things, I might have gone another way. I don't claim any great superhuman strength in this issue. So I was formed by the fact, I suppose, that there were more important things to worry about, that this was, I realize today, it's not a non-issue. I mean, events of the last 2-3 weeks tell me it's very much a huge issue, right? But in terms of getting through life at that time, where I was trying to do better than my parents, I was trying to get established, I was trying to have less risk in my life, I was trying to achieve some intellectual potential, sitting around hating people because he looked different from me was probably not even on my radar screen. I guess it could have been if someone had planted it there. But it didn't.